Walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys, we're standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Iowa, a sixth grader is dead and five others wounded following today's school shooting at Perry High School. Witnesses say that the shooter opened fire in a cafeteria during breakfast. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds offering condolences to the small community of 8,000 northwest of Des Moines.
Our hearts are heavy today and our prayers are with the Perry community. This strikes at the heart of everything that we hold dear. This senseless tragedy has shaken our entire state to the core.
This shooter identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High. Investigators now searching his background and social media posts for a motive. The U.S. says it's carried out airstrikes in Iraq, killing two top Iranian-backed militants. The Pentagon says carried out attacks against U.S. personnel in the region. The top North American car of 2024 has been announced, the revamped Toyota Prius Hybrid, taking the top honors. This is ABC News. New York City's mayor announced the city is filing a $700 million lawsuit in an effort to recoup costs for caring for migrants, taking on bus companies to court that have transported and dropped migrants from Texas unannounced.
New York City's new legal strategy to stop the busing of migrants from Texas. Mayor Eric Adams.
Our administration filed a lawsuit against 17 companies that have taken part in Texas Governor Greg Abbott's scheme to transport tens of thousands of migrants to New York City in an attempt to overwhelm our social services system.
The city will be seeking more than $700 million it says it's already spent to care for the migrants. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
More signs of a robust job market. Jobless claims dipping in the final week of December. The Labor Department shows 18,000 fewer people filed first-time unemployment claims than the week before. Analysts say those numbers could also reflect the holiday hiring period. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood nurses in Wisconsin want to join a union. The Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals says nurses at clinics in Madison and Milwaukee have agreed to join their union. Planned Parenthood says it supports its workers' right to organize. Nurses will vote next week. Planned Parenthood sites in Iowa, Minnesota, and three other states are already unionized. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-17 state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Finally, I figured out, but it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times, it's all my road, and you just can't turn and walk away. It's hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say it, I can't do enough to move on for you. And I thought I'd see it all. Cause it's been a long, long time. Oh, but then we're tripping far, wondering if I'm blind. There's been times I've all my road, you just can't turn and walk away.
Jack FM presses this button.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 14 tonight under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for snow, highs around 29. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow likely, lows around 23. Highs level off around 32 Saturday with a slight chance of snow. 28 cloudy skies Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, 29 Monday, 30 Tuesday, and 27 on Wednesday. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
This next bunch of songs in a row is available as an NFT.
What a life!
Jag FM can't wait for summer to get here so we can start complaining about the heat again.
I've got a flat tire. Can I borrow your jack?
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. Me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear, can't you hear?
103.1 Jack FM.
Move along, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along, move along, like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along, move along, like I know you do. And even when your hope is
phone it in. 866-930-JACK. Jack FM now. Don't be a quitter.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 14 tonight under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for snow, highs around 29. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow likely, lows around 23. Highs level off around 32 Saturday with a slight chance of snow, 28 cloudy skies Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, 29 Monday, 30 Tuesday, and 27 on Wednesday. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever changing world in which we live in makes you say, live and let die.
Playing what we want isn't a New Year's resolution, it's Jack FM's business model. Jack FM doesn't lack self-awareness. We just ignore it.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. To a whore, he said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and buzz and bring it down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up.
I found your keys, man. They were in the cooler.
Yeah.
Jack FM is first in playing what we want and last in everything else.